रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30 31 32 पतितं पादयोर्वीरः कृपया दीनवत्सलः शरण्यो नाववदिच्छो लोक्य आह चेदं हसन्न इव पतितं पादयोर्वीर कृपया दीनवत्सलः शरण्यो नाववदिच्छ लोक्य आह चेदं हसन्न इव राजोवाच नाते गुडाकेश यशोधाराणाम् बद्धाञ्जलेर्वै भयम् अस्ति किञ्चित् न वर्तित्वयं भवता कथाञ्चन क्षेत्रे मन्दीयत्वम् अधर्मबन्धुः राजोवाच नाते गुडाकेश यशोधराणाम् बद्धाञ्जलेर्वै भयम् अस्ति किञ्चित् न वर्तित्वयं भवता कथाञ्च क्षेत्रे मन्दीयत्वं अधर्मबन्धुः त्वं वर्तमानं नरदेवदेहेश्व अनुप्रवृत्तोऽयम् अधर्मपूगः लोभो नृतं चौर्यम् अनार्यम् अहम् ज्येष्ठा च माया कलहश्च दम्भः त्वं वर्तमानं नरदेवदेहेश्व अनुप्रवृत्तोऽयम् अधर्मपूगः लोभो नृतं चौर्यम् अनार्यम् अमो ज्येष्ठा च माया कलहश्च दम्भः पतितं
फॉलन
पादयो
एट द फीट
वीरः
द हीरो
कृपया
आउट ऑफ कंपैशन
दीनवत्सलः
kind to the poor
शरण्यः one who is qualified to accept surrender
not
अवदित् did kill Shlokyah.
Shlokyah.
One who is worthy of being sung.
One who is worthy of being sung.
Aha.
Aha.
Said.
Said.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Hasan.
Hasan.
Smiling.
Smiling.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Maharaj Parikshit, who was qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history, did not kill the poor surrendered and fallen soul, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Please repeat. Maharaj Parikshit,
who was qualified to accept
Surrender and worthy of being sung
in history,
did not kill the poor surrendered and fallen Kali, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Purport. Even an ordinary Kshatriya does not kill a surrendered person. And what to speak of Maharaj Parikshit, who was by nature compassionate and kind to the poor. He was smiling because the artificially dressed Kali had disclosed his identity as a lower class man. And he was thinking how ironic it was that although no one was saved from his sharp and sword when he desired to kill, the poor low class Kali was spared by his timely surrender. Maharaj Parikshit's glory and kindness are therefore sung in history. He was a kind and compassionate emperor, fully worthy of accepting surrender even from his enemy. Thus, the personality of Kali was saved by the will of Providence. 31. Raja Uvacha. The king said. Not. Te.
Your.
Gudakesha.
Arjuna.
Yasha Dharanam.
Of us who inherited the fame.
Inherited the fame. Baddha Anjaleha. One with folded hands.
Why?
Certainly.
Bhayam.
Fear.
Asti.
There is.
Kinchit.
Even a slight.
Na.
Neither.
Vartitvayam.
Can be allowed to live.
Bhavata.
By you.
Kathanchana.
By all means.
Kshetre.
In the land.
Madiye.
In my kingdom.
Tvam.
You. Adharma Bandhu. The friend of irreligion. The king thus said, "We have inherited the fame of Arjuna. Therefore, since you have surrendered yourself with folded hands, you need not fear for your life. But you cannot remain in my kingdom, for you are the friend of irreligion." Purport. The personality of Kali, who is the friend of all kinds of irreligiosities, may be excused if he surrenders. But in all circumstances, he cannot be allowed to live as a citizen in any part of a welfare state. The Pandavas were entrusted representatives of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, who practically brought into being the battle of Kurukshetra, but not for any personal interest. He wanted an ideal king like Maharaj Yudhishthir and his descendants like Maharaj Parikshit to rule the world. And therefore, a responsible king like Maharaj Parikshit could not allow the friend of irreligiosity to flourish in the kingdom at the cost of the good fame of the Pandavas. That is the way of wiping out corruption in the state, and not otherwise. The friends of irreligiosity should be banished from the state, and that will save the state from corruption. Mm-hmm. 32. Tvam.
Tvam.
You.
You.
वर्तमानम
वर्तमानम
वाइल
प्रेजेंट
नरदेव
नरदेव
ए मैन गॉड और ए किंग
ए मैन गॉड और ए किंग
देहेशु
देहेशु
इन द बॉडी
इन द बॉडी
अनुप्रवृत्तः
अनुप्रवृत्तः
टेकिंग प्लेस एवरीवेयर
Taking place everywhere.
I am. All these. Adharma.
Adharma.
Irreligious principles. Pugha. In the masses.
Lobha.
Greed.
Anvratam.
Falsity.
Chauryam.
Robbery.
Anaryam.
Incivility.
Amha.
Treachery. Jesta. Misfortune. Cha.
And.
Maya.
Cheating.
Kalaha.
Quarrel.
Cha.
And.
Dambaha.
Vanity.
In the personality of Kali, irreligion is allowed to act as a man god or an executive head. Certainly, irreligious principles like greed, falsehood, robbery, incivility, treachery, misfortune, cheating, quarrel, and vanity will abound. The principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, as we have already discussed, may be allowed by the follower of any faith. There is no need to turn from Hindu to Mohammedan to Christian to some other faith and thus become a renegade and not follow the principles of religion. The Bhagavatam religion urges following the principles of religion. The principles of religion are not the dogmas or regulative principles of a certain faith. Such regulative principles may be different in terms of the time and place concerned. One has to see whether the aims of religion have been achieved. Sticking to the dogmas and formulas without attaining the real principles is not good. A secular state may be impartial to any particular type of faith, but the state cannot be indifferent to the principles of religion as above mentioned. But in the age of Kali, the executive heads of state will be indifferent to such religious principles, and therefore, under their patronage, the opponents of religious principles such as greed, falsehood, cheating and pilfery will naturally follow, and so there will be no meaning to propaganda crying to stop corruption in the state. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पतितं पादयोरवीरः कृपया दीनवत्सलः शरण्यो नाववदिच्छलोक्य आह चेदं हसन्नैव राजोवाच नते गुडाके च यशोधराणां बन्धाञ्जलेर्वै भयम् अस्ति किञ्चित् नावर्ति त्वयं भवता कथाञ्चन् क्षेत्रे मन्दीय त्वम् अधर्मबन्धुः त्वां वर्तमानं नरदेव देहेश्व अनुप्रवृत्तो यम अधर्मपूगः लोभो रतम चौर्यम अनार्यम अमो ज्येष्ठा च माया कलहश्च दम्भः ट्रांसलेशन वंस अगेन महाराज परीक्षित हु वाज क्वालिफाइड टू एक्सेप्ट सरेंडर एंड वर्दी ऑफ बीइंग संग इन हिस्ट्री डिड नॉट किल द पुअर सरेंडर्ड एंड फॉलन सोल बट स्माइल्ड कंपैशनेटली For he was kind to the poor. The king thus said, We have inherited the fame of Arjuna. Therefore, Since you have surrendered yourself and folded with folded hands, you need not fear for your life, but you cannot remain in my kingdom, for you are the friend of irreligion. If the personality of Kali irreligion is allowed to act as a man-god or an executive head, certainly irreligious principles like greed, falsehood, robbery, incivility, treachery, misfortune, cheating, quarrel, and vanity will abound. So now we see how Kali, who was to be killed by Parikshit Maharaj, surrendered himself to Maharaj, and he just asked for pardon, asked for mercy. And look at Parikshit Maharaj, you know, he could not tolerate the cow and bull being tortured like that, and he immediately wanted to kill the person on the spot, you know. But just because the person surrendered, he said, okay, I'm not going to kill you. That's why it's called Deena Vatsala. The king is called a Deena Vatsala. Krishna is also called a Deena Vatsala. That is friend of poor. But there is another word which Srila Prabhupada did not like, you know, when people say Daridra Narayana. So actually there are two meanings of that, Daridra Narayana, because that's, I'm just saying because it's similar to Deena Vatsala. Because he is Deena Vatsala, he is not Deen, he is not poor. So same way Prabhupada said, Krishna is not Daridra. Daridra means really, really poor, who has nothing. He is not Daridra Narayana, Narayana who has nothing. Some people say, no. He is Narayana also to the poorest of the poor and richest of rich. Generally they say that, you know, rich has many friends and poor has no friends. And that's why they depend on the Lord. Not all of them, you know. There are poor who are so stubborn. They are so arrogant. That rather than taking shelter of the Lord, they take shelter of the drugs. And, you know, alcohol and smoking and so on. Most of, I mean, you can see that if you travel, India is supposed to have many poor, and you go and travel. And here also you see the poorest of the poor will be standing on a traffic signal and he is holding a board in his hand, you know, homeless, poor, no work. But on his, in his other hand, he is holding a bottle or a cigarette or something. He is not bothered, you know, just nicely dressed up, you know, with boots and everything, and just still holding the board. Because that's a good business. You know, people, somebody will give. By the end of the day, if he makes some few dollars, a few rupees, he is happy. But here, the king, just because this person asks for surrender, king immediately gives. Again, you know, it's again at the time and circumstances, because here a history is to be created. The Kali has to start acting in his real full capacity. So this is the part of the master plan, as we say, you know. Krishna had a master plan, has a master plan always. And during his avatar, when he came here, you know, he just had this master plan. He arranged, like here Prabhupada says, the Kurukshetra war was arranged by Krishna. Not for his personal pleasure, but for certain principles, to re-establish principles. So that is the role of the king. And again we see how the present administrators are not up to the mark. Not even one of them. Some may have some qualities. Few percentage, you know, some 30-40%. As it is, as a human being, we can have the qualities of Krishna only up to the extent of 78%. You know, even when we are the best person on the planet or in the universe, has still got only 78% of the Krishna's qualities. that too out of the 50, you know, the 50 qualities of Krishna that we can have, we have only 78%. Only when we transcend this whole material world and go back to Goloka, then we become qualified to go back, that time we go beyond 78%. From where that 78%, how it came, it's all the Acharya's calculations, you know. Previous Acharyas have contemplated and realized. Of course, it won't be 78% in Sanskrit, it will be some, you know, like 3/4 or something. Something is there, but I was reading that 78%. So, Parikshit Maharaj says, okay, I will pardon you, but I will not kill you, but you cannot stay here. So he is giving the formula how to handle these miscreants. Not that, okay, you are put in the jail for some time and then again you are let go and then again you start doing what you were doing earlier. No. Just get rid of him for the time being. Meaning of personality or friend of religion? Religion, okay. Personality means person. Okay, when we say personality of God, it means a God is a person. Krishna is a person. A person has personality. This question has come from Harshil, I know. So, Harshil, you have a personality, right? Because you are a person. So, when we say personality, that belongs to a person. Okay? And then adharma. Adharma means, religion means dharma. Opposite of this is adharma. A friend. So that person who is supporting adharma is called friend of, you know, like your friend. If you are a good person, your friends will be also good, you know. Or the friends will be, at least they will be say, I am a friend of a good man. But if you have evil, you are bad, then somebody is your friend, then you are bad, your friends are also bad. So same way, anybody who is associating with irreligion, adharma, is called as a friend of irreligion, you know. Banduhu. Why the name came? The friend is from the Sanskrit word Banduhu. Banduhu means friend. Adharma Banduhu. Friend of irreligion. Very clear cut, simple. Okay? Did you get it? Harshil, did you get it? Okay? Okay, thank you. So, like in the old time, if you remember, those who are from India, that people who had done very big crime, they were sent to Kalapani, you know, they will call it Kalapani. Andaman, Nicobar, these were the places where they are exiled so that they don't mix up with the society and keep creating problems, you know. That's why the special places have been made for them. But now, there's so many misconceptions, you know, they are human rights and this right and that right, and under that guise, they are just saying that, oh, allow everybody to live the way they want, even if they are creating problems in the society, it's all right. And that's why we are ending up, you know, every single day you can see some shooting or the other going on some part of the world, more in the advanced, so-called advanced worlds, advanced, materially advanced parts. Yesterday here again somebody shot some 5-6 people, you know, and today they are saying that he had something like few thousand bullets. So before he could use all them, they killed him. Otherwise, he would have killed, we don't know how many. So this is all quarrel, vanity, so many things going on in the world, you know. Here, Raja uses so many words. Robbery, you know, I was just looking at that word, choryam. So chori comes from choryam, you know, when we say chor in Hindi. Chor means a thief. So chorya means like robbery, stealing things. Anaryam, another. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna calls Arjuna, you are talking like an anaryam. Aryam means person who is gentleman, who is cultured, civilized. Anaryam is opposite of that. Incivility. One person is civil, the other person is not civil. That means you do whatever to. So Arya is not some caste or some people came from Baluchistan or this or that. No. Aryam means one who is following the rules of the God. And Anaryam is one who is not following. Simple. Okay. So, like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can ask. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srimad Prabhupada ki jai.